The offices of Heiser, Hill, Kuzak & Company are a proud sponsor of the Huron County Hockey Association Silver Blade Tournament. Heiser, Hill, Kuzak & Company has proudly been serving the Thumb area for over 35 years. They have 5 full-time certified public accountants on staff and offer a wide range of services, including tax planning and preparation, financial statements, audits, QuickBooks support, and payroll services for all types of business and governments. They were founded on the values of quality, trustworthiness, dependability, and community-mindedness, and continue to honor these values today. Stop by Heiser Hill Kuzak & Company and see Tammy Tulaski or Mike Dorr at 1242 Sand Beach Road in Bad Axe, or contact them at 989-269-9541.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Wraps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City wants to wish all the players and coaches in the Huron County Hockey Association good luck in the Silver Blade Tournament. Stop on in for the spring clearance event at Curtis Chrysler and save big on a new 2017 Dodge Grand Caravan, starting at just $20,900 with trade assistance. So come on in to Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City and visit them on the web, CurtisChrysler.com, or call toll free at 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. I'm Nathan McClain. An outspoken New York federal prosecutor known for crusading against public corruption says he was fired after refusing to resign. Preet Bharara made the announcement in a tweet this afternoon. The Justice Department said yesterday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions had asked for the resignation of 46 U.S. attorneys who were holdovers from the Obama administration. In November, President-elect Donald Trump had asked him to stay on as U.S. attorney in Manhattan. Vice President Mike Pence is appealing for total GOP congressional support for a White House-backed health overhaul. In a visit to Kentucky today, Pence said the support of every Republican in Congress is needed to seize the opportunity to replace Obamacare once and for all. Pence's trip was part of an effort to reassure conservatives who have raised objections to the House plan. President Donald Trump is praising the Secret Service for arresting an intruder who climbed over a fence outside the White House. Trump said the Secret Service did a fantastic job last night. The agency said the intruder was arrested without incident after getting onto the White House grounds while Trump was inside. AT&T says its service is running normally after a hardware issue prevented some customers' phone calls from connecting for a brief period this morning. In a brief statement, the Dallas, Texas company apologized for the inconvenience. It didn't say how many people were affected or provided any other details. Daylight savings time starts tomorrow. That means most Americans will lose an hour's sleep tonight in exchange for gaining an hour of light in the evening. Clocks are to spring forward 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time. Daylight savings time covers 238 days, or about 65% of the year, according to the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Standard time returns November 5th. We'll check local and regional news on WLEW right after this.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
No someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A 34-year-old Port Huron resident was arrested for two counts of assault with intent to commit murder after a domestic incident Thursday morning in Port Huron. Port Huron police officers were dispatched to a home in the 700 block of Lakeview Avenue in the city of Port Huron just before 3:30 a.m. on a report of a domestic incident between a female and her son. Once officers arrived, the son was not at the scene. A witness identified as the victim's boyfriend woke up to find the son standing over him waving a machete. The son was pushed out of the home. The victim, a 57-year-old Port Huron resident, was on a couch with a facial injury and appeared to be not breathing. The victim was taken to McLaren Port Huron and later to McLaren